This EPN Social Marketing Strategy broadcast is brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions. And by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight-to-the-point design source. Up next is Trey Pennington with another episode of Social Marketing Strategies here on EPN, the E Podcast Network.
Eric in Brazil. Eric, welcome to the Dan Patrick Show.
Always good to be here, 59165.
How's the weather in Brazil right now?
The weather is tremendous. We have a little bit of fall weather in the sky since we are below the equator, unfortunately. But looking good out here today. You know, talking about Twitter earlier.
Eric, you sound like a captain over the loudspeaker. A pilot.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you sound like you're saying, we're at 36,000 feet. If you look to the left, you'll see the Grand Canyon. If you look to the right, you do.
Well, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment, Dan, coming from the voice, the golden voice on the sports airwaves.
But, thank you, Eric.
Yes, Twitter, you talk about that off and on. It seems to be a popular topic here and there. You ought to do get your Twitter on your smartphone, assuming that you do use a cell phone such as a BlackBerry or an iPhone, and then update us maybe what brand of cigar you're smoking and where you put out your cigar. You could start a big memorabilia.
Okay, I'll see. If I ever get that desperate where I want to let you know all those things, I will, Eric. Didn't he sound like...
Currently experiencing some fall weather in Brazil.
It's a good phone. It's not like a next door.
If you'll see the fastened seatbelt, make sure your tray's in upright.
This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.
Is your business website neglected, stagnant, and outdated? Give your brand the attention it deserves with a fresh, new, modern approach to your web presence, one that creates a fully dynamic, interactive experience for your website visitors. Introducing Social Web Fusion by Virtually Ready, fusing your brand seamlessly with a flexible, content-based website and professional social web presence. Visit virtuallyready.com and extend your reach today. And now it's time for Social Marketing Strategies and Trey Pennington.
Hi, welcome to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and Social Marketing Strategies. I'm Trey Pennington, your host. You know, when we think of entrepreneurship, we think of startups and small companies. But often some of the best entrepreneurial innovation comes from the unexpected place of existing and maybe considered dying industries. I'm in the upstate of South Carolina, and a generation or two ago, this area of the country was known as the textile capital of the world. My home is right between three beautiful, gorgeous, large, and empty textile mills made out of brick, very ornately done, but now totally empty because the textile industry has basically vanished from the upstate of South Carolina. But there's a shining spot in the textile industry, and actually a shining spot for all of us to take a look at, and that's Carolina Manufacturing. And my guest today is Kim Madden, who has tapped into the passion that exists out there in the social media world, believe it or not, to breathe new life into a stable but very old industry and company, Carolina Manufacturing. So Kim, thanks for being with me today.
I'm delighted. Thank you, Trey.
Now, a year ago, you were not on social media at all. Is that right?
That's correct. I mean, I had a Facebook account and knew very little about it, and I'd read a great deal about it, but I was very unfamiliar with social media.
And you, I guess last summer, you attended a meeting of a social media club. And tell me what you saw there that opened your eyes to a new world of possibility.
When I attended the social media club, I was dealing with this issue of how do I help this particular company who manufactures bandanas, how do we make the product more relevant to buyers as well as to consumers? And so I had that on my mind, and when I had another professional colleague invite me, I really wasn't sure what to do with social media. I read a lot about it. I knew it was growing, but how do you apply it to real business solutions? When I was there, I heard all of the speakers, and they were all very, very good information, but two particulars stood out to me. One showed a slide that showed the landscape of social media, and that's when it hit me that social media was really more than just Twitter and Facebook.
Okay.
As interesting as that slide was, it certainly opened up the possibilities in my mind. I still found it overwhelming. And then we had another show, an oversized megaphone. It was a very large megaphone. And that's when the image crystallized in my mind that social media isn't something to fear. It's something to be able to help us all become our own personal editors, so to speak, of our own newspaper and share our story with the world.
Wow. And you went back to your office at Carolina Manufacturing. By the way, how long has Carolina Manufacturing been around?
We've been around since over 50 years.
Okay.
And we sell bandanas to companies all over the world.
And one of your trademarks is Have a Hank, which I know that my grandfather had a supply of Have a Hank handkerchiefs in his upper dresser drawer. After he died, I noticed that he had a substantial supply of them. So you've been around long enough to be in Grandpa's dresser drawer.
That's absolutely true. We're no longer just your grandfather's handkerchief company, though, and that's what we're trying to communicate.
Yeah. So I came back.
I came back from the meeting, and I went to go look at the photo site that the gentleman had told me that that's where he found that giant megaphone, and it was called Flickr. I had never heard of it before. I sat down and started to research what some of the photos were on there, and I stumbled across the fact that there were a lot of bandana photos. And what was even more surprising to me is that there were a lot of people out there taking pictures using our trademark bandana design.
Which is a good thing.
And then I started to do the research. There were probably over 38,000 photos of people, real people, using bandanas. A large number of those are bandanas, and all of a sudden it hit me. I had that aha moment when I said, here we go. Social media is about telling our story, and here are people that are doing it through photographs. Perhaps the way to be able to make this company and the product that we're out to share more relevant is to show what real people are doing today with bandanas. And that started my journey.
I've seen the catalog that your company produces, and it's always been professionally done. It has beautiful photography of your products in there. It's very well organized and laid out. But it really is it's a product catalog. But I've seen the layout, too, of your new catalog. I haven't actually physically touched one, which I'm eager to do. But I noticed a radical difference in this catalog. Can you kind of tell me, describe the difference from your perspective?
What we were trying to do was to bring the product to life, because like you said before, our catalog was very linear, it was very product oriented, and so you had to be very familiar with a particular product to find the items that you were looking for. I was looking for a way to breathe life into the brand, to breathe life into this particular product. So our catalog this year is divided into sections where it actually tells the story of bandanas and how people use them in today's world. And the response to the catalog has just been overwhelming.
I can imagine. I've seen some pictures.
The buyers themselves, the pictures certainly tell the story of what people are doing with bandanas. And as a point I made to you earlier was, even if I had set up and had my own photo shoot, I still would not have been able to get the terrific photos that we have in our new catalog. Sometimes photography is much of an art to capture a moment as anything, and that's what a lot of these people did. They captured the art of what a bandana was about.
Well, you went to Flickr and you typed in both spellings of bandana, discovered there were 38,000 images, but more importantly, you discovered that there was passion around bandanas and passion around how people expressed themselves with bandanas. You obviously reached out to these people and secured permission to duplicate their photos. Tell me about some of the experiences you had. How did these people respond when you were asking them if you could use their work? How did they take that?
Well, for the most part, many people were pleasantly surprised, and they were very pleased. Many of them felt honored to even be asked to be included in the catalog. Many of them had never received professional requests like ours before, so it's a surprise. And when I contacted each one of them, I explained the relevance of their particular picture and why we wanted to use it. But I also told them that I saw this particular catalog as a start, as an entree for us into the whole social media world, and that this was really kind of idea of how I would like them to be a part of that journey with us. And so for the most part, I received yeses from almost everybody.
Yeah. Did they Did they feel like you were acknowledging or validating their worth? Did you get that sense as you were talking to them?
Oh, absolutely. For a lot of these folks that are on social media sites like that, they have a fundamental need to want to connect. And the people who are showing their photography, they get a great bit of validation when we're out there saying, wow, this is what your photography is about. Because when I contacted them, it wasn't just a very quick, hi, here you are. It was I've seen your photography. You have a real knack. This is what I see your photography shows in people. And it was a little bit deeper of a validation of what it is that they did. And we've worked very, very hard to show them respect for the photography that they had.
Definitely. Yeah, I've seen some of the images. The three dogs in the bandana is absolutely priceless.
And, that's one of our favorites, and she was a hard one to track down. I don't want to fool anyone into thinking that this was an easy process. it takes a lot of patience to go through the photographs and find the gems. It takes quite a bit of time to track these people down.
Yeah.
And by the time you communicate with them and go back and forth, some people, they just wanted to have their name in the catalog. Others wanted samples for their dogs.
Okay.
And others, even very few, but there were one or two that required some small nominal fee for their particular photograph. So it just really depends on what their needs and why they. If that's one thing I learned, is there's no one solution that fits all. You can't do one thing for all of the Flickr photographers. They're all on there for a very different reason.
Oh, that's a very good point. And, you know, it makes sense because you said there were your keyword search results returned 38,000 images, so, you know, to go through that would have taken a tremendous amount of time.
It did take quite a bit of time, but keep in mind, it was an investment in what I thought we were
Absolutely.
Trying to do in relaunching our brand, because having that entrepreneurial spirit, I think, is key to turning a company around and relaunching a brand.
Yeah, because what you demonstrated there was a willingness to invest what an entrepreneur has, time and energy and effort, but yet you also were putting all of that at risk because you had no idea at the front end how you'd be received. I imagine we all could make assumptions, but still, to go through the work to find the gems, as you said, to reach out to people, track them down, and then to appropriately acknowledge the people and spend the time interacting with them, I mean, that's a huge risk. And I think that's a hallmark of entrepreneurial leadership, is being willing to put oneself out there and put oneself at risk, as it were. And boy, the payoff is huge. Tell me, how has this been received inside of Carolina Manufacturing? I mean, manufacturing in general is probably not the place where we would look for innovation in social media, but particularly the textile industry. So are you like the white knight, or are you like the black sheep?
Well, I would say probably a little bit of a combination. People in general responded very well to the fact that we needed a change. As anybody dealing with the economy these days, and especially as a textile industry, you are increasingly up against competition, and you are constantly have to find ways to how do we set ourselves apart. And so the folks here knew that we needed to do some things differently. The question was how. What do we do? Where do we invest our time and energies? And so overall, there was excitement. I mean, we certainly pushed a few limits. There were some photos that we've never done things like that before. This was really new for everybody.
Yep, and I think I know which photo. I think there was a young lady, a stunning young lady, that made a swimsuit out of a couple of bandanas.
She did. Well, and keep in mind, as I was researching the photos, I had certain segments I was going after. And so the whole motorcycle and outdoor and kind of rough and tough genre is what I was looking for. And there are a lot of people who use bandanas as apparel. And so she was our she was tied into our target market.
Yep.
And so I had to be very real about that. You can't step into this without having a touch of realism with it.
Well, it makes your catalog memorable.
Well, it does. And to be honest with you, I wanted to get people talking. What better way to get people talking than to talk about the good and the edgy? That's a step ahead of what we were.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Were you surprised to see that people were so passionate about bandanas?
I was surprised. You know, when I first came on board, most people don't know that there's this gem of a company here selling over $10 million of bandanas every single year. And bandanas are really very big business. It's very relevant to today's world, and people use it across the board, whether it's in crafts or whether it's in apparel, whether it's in sports. So I was pleasantly surprised at just how popular bandanas were, and Flickr certainly validated that, and now that I'm learning more about Twitter and finding out how to search there, I'm getting ready to launch into a whole nother level of social media.
Now, you've created a persona on Twitter, and if you would share the Twitter handle for the representative for Carolina Manufacturing on Twitter, what is that address?
It's at Bandana Babe, and Bandana is spelled with two N's, B-A-N-D-A-N-N-A, Babe.
So Bandana Babe, and if I understand it correctly, you yourself will be a Bandana Babe.
Well, rhetorically speaking, yes. Yes, but we're hoping that when they think of it, they'll be thinking of some of the great photos that we have in our catalog.
Oh, my. Kim in a bandana swimsuit. Okay, here we go. So I predict that Bandana Babe will be one of the hot properties on digital real estate on Twitter in 2010. Where do you see this going? Where do you see it developing? Do you think there will be bandana meetups, or just what is the future for Carolina Manufacturing and Bandana Babe on the internet?
You know, I consider myself a social media newbie, and I have been learning these things one step at a time. So while I do believe there is a very big future for what we can do here, and I think this strategy that we have, you'll see it permeate through our website, through our future catalogs, through the communications that we have with our retail buyers. I really don't have a final answer for that, Trey. Each week, I'm learning more and more about what's possible out there. So I guess you'd have to check back in with me in another 6 months or so.
Absolutely.
See how we're doing.
Well, one of my most popular blog posts that I've ever written started out with the line, "We're all newbies at something." And I think in the world of social media, not only having an entrepreneurial mindset, but having a beginner's mindset as well to realize, hey, none of us really have this thing down. And if we think we do, they're probably going to change it tomorrow anyway. So
that's exactly right. It's very, to be honest, it's been like finding a treasure map for me.
Oh,
because
wow.
Starting with Flickr, then took me to Bubble, which then took me to MySpace, and now I'm, taking me to Twitter. Each day that I step into this, there is that much more to uncover. So for me, it's great delight in finding what other treasures are out.
Well, it sounds like you ought to create your own blog and document your journey from newbie-dom to discovering all the X's on your treasure map, as it were.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'll have to consider that.
Yeah, definitely. So if you do, let me know. We'll definitely tweet about it. Well,
okay.
I appreciate you taking time to be on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network today. And you've demonstrated that entrepreneurial thinking can arise everywhere. You don't have to be a startup getting your first office for the first time, but every industry needs entrepreneurs who are willing to risk their time and creative energy to pursue something that hasn't been done before. So, Kim, I can't wait to see where Carolina Manufacturing and Bandana Babe on Twitter wind up. I suspect you'll be one of the hot properties by the end of the year. So thank you so much for being on the air with me today.
Thank you, Trey. I appreciate it.
This CPN broadcast was brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions. And by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight to the point design source.
Advisor, you've got to have the tax advisor, you've got to have the money advisor. Okay? And that's going to look different for everybody, but you've got to have those three advisors on your team.
It's America's favorite lawyer, Alexis Martin Neely, coming this month here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
You're listening to EPN.
Thank you.
Liz Lynch. Join me for Business Development Radio right here on EPN.